Coraline, author Tim Burton. It took a few moments for her eyes to focus on it properly. She thought it might be some kind of lion at first, some distance away from her, and then she thought it might be a mouse close beside her. And then she knew what it was. "I'm exploring," Coraline told the cat. Its fur stood straight out from its body and its eyes were wide, while its tail was down in between its legs. It did not look like a happy cat.
"Bad place," said the cat. "If you want to call it a place, which I don't. What are you doing here?"
"I'm exploring."
"Nothing to find here," said the cat. "This is just the outside. The part of the place she hasn't bothered to create."
"She?"
"The one who says she's your mother," said the cat.
"What is she?" asked Coraline. The cat did not answer, just padded through the pale mist beside Coraline. Something began to appear in front of them, something high and towering and dark.
"You were wrong," she told the cat. "There is something there."
The Five People You Meet in Heaven by Mitch Albom. This is a story about a man named Eddie, and it begins at the end, with Eddie dying in the sun, which might seem strange to start a story with the ending, but all endings are also beginnings. We just don't know it at the time. The last hour of Eddie's life was spent, like most of the others, at Ruby Pier, an amusement park by a great gray ocean. The park had the unusual attractions, a boardwalk, a Ferris wheel, roller coasters, bumper cars, and taffy stand, an arcade where you could shoot streams of water into a clown's mouth, and it also had a big new ride called Freddy's Free Fall. And this would be where Eddie would be killed, in an accident that would make newspapers around the state. Amber Brown Is Not a Crayon by Paula Danziger. Finding my passport and tickets is not easy because I, Amber Brown, am one very messy third grader. Here's what I do. I quickly pull things out of my desk. The book I'm going to use for my report. Half a roll of strawberry licorice. What? Where'd the other half go? My sticker book, 2 headbands, 7 rubber bands, 11 paper clips, and finally, my passport and tickets, which I have put in a specially decorated case. I love stickers. I used a lot of stickers on it. First to Die by James Patterson. Becky DeGeorge, in the bloom of her first full day as Michael's wife, walked out of the hotel lobby holding her husband's hand. She breathed in the cool night air, the first fresh air she had inhaled all day. In the brief span of their marriage, she and Michael had made love several times and taken 2 steamy showers together. They had poked their heads out for an obligatory but, at last, final brunt with their families. They had begged off the trip to Opus One, scurried back upstairs, and popped a last bottle of champagne. Michael had put on a sex video as they watched the film. They played out some unusual exciting roles. He seemed to have fantasies about wearing women's clothes. Beyond the Pawpaw Trees by Palmer Brown. As she came nearer, she noticed that the mirage did not rest on the ground. It seemed to float just a little above the surface of the desert. She could see clear underneath it, where it cast a rippling blue shadow on the sand. Anna Lavinia shut her eyes tight and counted to 3 before opening them. The mirage was still there. It did not go away at all as she approached. When she came close, she could see it was floating gently about 3 feet off the ground. The wildflowers that grew on the edge hung over so that she could touch them. And when the camel began to nibble on some blue buttercups, Anna Lavinia knew she could believe what she saw. Ordeal in Space by Robert A. Heinlein. Maybe we should never have ventured out into space. Our race was but 2 basic innate fears, noise and the fear of falling. Those terrible heights. Why would any man in his right mind let himself be placed where he could fall, and fall, and fall? But all spacemen are crazy. Everyone knows that. The medicos have been very kind, he supposed. You're lucky. You want to remember that, old fellow. You're still young, and your retired pay relieves you of all worry about your future. You've got both arms and legs and are in fine shape. Fine shape? His voice was unintentionally contemptuous. No, I mean it. The chief psychiatrist had persisted gently that the little quirk you have does you no harm at all, except that you cannot go out into space again. I can't honestly call acrophobia a neurosis,
Fear of falling is normal and sane. You've just got it a little bit more strangely than most. But it's not abnormal in the view of what you have been through. The New Colossus by Emma Lazarus. Not like the brazen giant of fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land, here at our sea-washed sunset gates shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning of her name, Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that Twin Cities frame. Keep ancient lands your storied pomp, she cries with silent lips. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuge of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door.